my plan is working out to perfection. That fool Borisov will soon be dead. The golden crown will be mine. The Jews will pay me a fortune in ransom for their scrolls. And I shall finally be Duke. But now, I must pay someone a visit down in the secret dungeon cell that is beneath this room, to share with him the great news of my glorious victory.
Who goes there?
So, my prisoner, how does it feel to go for 2 days with no food or drink?
You will pay for this treachery, Nicholas. I will have my revenge one day.
Never! My plan is working to perfection. The whole country is now mourning the death of their beloved Duke, murdered by that scoundrel Borisov and his band of thieves. And in but a few days' time, the kingdom of Voldania will be mine!
Well, you told them that Borisov murdered...
Yes, yes, Alexander, my dear brother. The people believe you to be dead, as you soon will be.
The Duke wasn't really killed, Mr. Friedman?
That's right, Yehuda. Kidnapped and imprisoned, but still very much alive.
I don't understand, Zadie. Why is he letting the Duke live?
Because he doesn't know yet the secret location of the Duke's treasures, where he hides his chests of gold and silver. Alexander refuses to tell him.
So that's why Nicholas won't feed him. He's starving him to death, to torture him into telling where his money is.
You're absolutely right, Yehuda. But now let's find out what's happening with the Jews of Caravan. You see, it's already Friday morning, and everyone in the shtetl is getting ready for the holy day of Shabbos.
Set the tish, it's Shabbos soon.
Shabbos Kodesh Yom Chagasai.
Close the shutters of the shops, it's Shabbos soon.
Kivoy Shabbos Mikom Melachtoy.
Bathe your children, wash the floor, it's Shabbos soon.
Shabbos Kodesh Yom
The horses clean the sheds, it's Shabbos soon.
Kivoy Shabbos Mikom Melachtoy. Before the Shabbos comes, for Jews everywhere, they work so very hard to prepare.
For Shabbos Kodesh is a wonderful thing.
Yoim Shabbos Son, Yoim Machmadim, and when she comes,
silver, get the wine, it's Shabbos soon.
Shabbos Kodesh Yom Chagasai.
Hide the muktzah, change your clothes, it's Shabbos soon.
Kivoy Shabbos Mikom Melachtoy.
Light the candles, don't delay, it's Shabbos soon.
Shabbos Kodesh Yom Chagasai.
Take your sons and go to shul, it's Shabbos soon.
Kivoy Shabbos Mikom Melachtoy. Before the Shabbos comes, for Jews everywhere, they work so very hard to prepare.
But Shabbos Kodesh is a wonderful thing.
Yoim Shabbos Son, Yoim Machmadim, and when she comes,
Shalom
Aleichem, Malachi Yashar.
amazing, Rav Yitzchok, how our people love to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. Just look at them busy preparing for Shabbos, as if nothing was wrong, even though their lives have been turned upside down by the death of the good Duke and his evil brother's rise to power.
I know, Rabbi, the fate of our people is very strong. But what are we going to do? We cannot sit by quietly while that Russia ruins our lives.
But we will do something, Yitzchok. I would like you to tell all the people of our village to gather in the shul at noon for a special gathering, Litshuva Vilitfilo. We will say Tehillim together and beg Hashem to hear our prayers.
Of course, Rebbe. I'll start telling them right now.
What a loyal shamist that Yitzchok is. We are so fortunate. What is that I hear? Someone's knocking on the back door.
Help me. You must help me.
Shimon, Shimon, come here, quick.
What is it, Father? Who is that man? What is he doing on the floor?
I don't know, but he's obviously wounded and needs our help. Come, help me carry him to the bed.
He's so heavy, Father. I've never seen anyone so big in all my life.
Quick, Shimon, bring some bandages and schnapps. We must try to stop the bleeding and dress his wounds.
The rabbi, you must take me to the rabbi of this village.
The rabbi? Then I'm the one you seek. My name is Arale Kalischer, rabbi of Caravan.
Here are the bandages and the schnapps, Father.
Thank you, Shimon. I can see that your wounds are painful, but none of them seem to be life-threatening. Yes, the alcohol will stink, but it'll clean the wounds.
That fiendish count, that treacherous devil Nicholas, I shall strangle him with my bare hands. He dared to attack me, to challenge me, the mighty Borisov.
You are Borisov, the murderer of the good Duke Alexander? Shimon, go call the captain of the guards and tell him...
Wait. Please, I beg you. I may be a thief, but I am no murderer. And I certainly would not kill our beloved Duke. I have been framed by Count Nicholas. First he hired me to steal your scrolls.
You are the one who stole our scrolls?
Yes, I did it for the gold he promised me. But instead of gold, he paid me with a golden crown. And being a fool, I accepted it as payment. Then he sent the castle guard to attack me and my men, claiming that I killed the Duke. Now the golden crown is in Nicholas's hands, and all my men are dead.
Count Nicholas ordered you to steal our toys? Is that what you are saying?
Yes.
And he paid you with the golden crown?
Yes. It must have been the count who murdered the Duke. How else would he have had possession of the crown?
If the count had the crown and killed the Duke, as you say, it seems strange that he would need to steal our Sifrei Torah.
But Father, we know why he stole them. He wants the 10,000 gulden he asked for in the ransom note.
I know, my son. But if the Count has murdered his brother, he must also have discovered the secret location of the Duke's treasures. A man with such wealth, millions of gulden, would hardly need the 10,000 our Sifrei Torah could be ransomed for.
What are you saying, Rabbi?
I am saying that I suspect the Duke is still alive, being held prisoner by his evil brother. And we, with Hashem's help, must do all we can to save him.
Wow, Zadie. It was brilliant of Rav Arla to figure all that out with so little information.
He was a very great Talmid Chacham, Akiva.